Washington Artillery Park offers something truly rare in New Orleans, an elevated view. In our flat city, it's rare to be able to see so far in multiple directions. And from where you are, you can see three sites that tell the story of the city's creation: the Mississippi River, the French Market, and Jackson Square. Let's start with the Mississippi. This river is the reason for the city's existence. In a commercial sense, the river provides fertile ground for farming and a key connection between the inland U.S. and Canada and the Caribbean. But the river is also the reason why New Orleans can exist physically. The land where you're standing used to be part of the Gulf of Mexico. Then, around 7,000 years ago, the Mississippi changed its course and began to pass through this general area. Before the man-made levees that surround it today, the river tended to overflow annually, and with each flood, it deposited earth that built up to form the southern part of Louisiana. As you explore the French Quarter, you'll be walking on ground that arrived here from all over the Mississippi Valley. The river drove human commerce long before New Orleans came to be. To your left, as you're looking toward the river, is Café du Monde, the starting point of the French Market, a place we'll be visiting further into the tour. Today's French Market stands on the site of an indigenous trading post, dating back about 1,000 years. The name Mississippi, meaning Big River, comes to us from the Ojibwe language of Native Americans who lived much further north around the river's headwaters. Locally, the Choctaw language calls the land around the French Quarter Bolbancha, meaning place of many languages. Before colonization, the Choctaw, the Chitimacha, and many other cultures knew this area as a place where the river met natural ridges that ran through swamps to other key waterways, making this a relatively easy place to reach from anywhere in the region. The river was also the route by which Europeans came to Louisiana, and they came in three waves. First, a Spanish expedition, led by Hernando de Soto, entered North Louisiana in 1541, looking for more of the gold and silver that Spaniards had taken from South and Central America. They didn't find it, and Spain never followed through on occupying land de Soto claimed around the Mississippi. But they did unwittingly reshape Louisiana with their short visit, introducing European game species like pigs, and also the smallpox virus, which had such a deadly effect among the indigenous here that the next wave of European arrivals found communities that were much smaller and much changed. That second wave came in 1682, when a Frenchman, René Robert Cavalier Sieur de La Salle, made an expedition down the Mississippi from the Great Lakes, claiming the river and its valley for France, and naming it La Louisiane. The name hasn't changed much, but the borders have. La Salle's claim covered the Mississippi and all of its tributaries, including land as far from New Orleans as western New York State and southern Alberta, Canada. La Salle planned to return and build a colony along the Mississippi, but he was never able to find the mouth of the river again, and ultimately he was killed in a mutiny while searching for it far to the west of us in East Texas. The successful founding of a French colony along the river finally happened in 1718. The Lemoyne brothers, known as Iberville and Bienville, were sent to Louisiana in the wake of La Salle's failure, and the younger brother, Bienville, looked along the Gulf Coast and the lower Mississippi for the best site. One of his gifts was languages. He learned to speak the indigenous trade tongue earlier and faster than many colonists could do, and involved himself in intertribal politics and wars. This relatively nuanced situation didn't last long, but while it did, Bienville advocated to his fellow Frenchmen for placing the colony alongside and eventually on top of the native trade ground. He argued that the place was far enough inland to be safe from floods and hurricanes, and that the hard bend in the river, still visible today, would make the city defensible from either direction. On the opposite side of the park from the river, you can see the iconic view of Jackson Square, the place where Bienville's city began and the city's central gathering place since its founding. We'll get into more details on Jackson Square later, but you'll see plenty of visitors taking advantage of this spot for photos, especially under morning lighting, or enjoying beignets from Café du Monde in relative peace, and leaving behind streaks of powdered sugar. And like I mentioned, this spot and the scenic walk along the riverfront nearby are also popular for an age-old local con. If an aggressively friendly stranger says they bet they can tell you where you got your shoes at, the answer is on your feet. The cannon in the center relates to the park's namesake, the Washington Artillery, a long-standing organization that has been variously a militia, a benevolent society, and a division of the Louisiana National Guard, and participated substantially in the American Civil War and in World War I. From here, head down the ramp to Café du Monde. If you're facing Jackson Square, this will be the ramp to your right.